See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is who and that is what we are. Those beautiful words come from our epistle reading this morning from the first letter of John. Now, both John and Paul in their letters speak a lot about us becoming children of God through Christ. Paul goes as far as to calling it an adoption. Now, especially in those days, to be adopted meant that the person who was adopting you took full responsibility for you. You became that person's, as much as their flesh and blood, as those who are biologically born to them. And as one adopted, you were given the rights and the recognition as the natural born children. Now, through Christ, we have been made co-inheritors of the kingdom of heaven. We have been made God's children. And as those who have been adopted, there's nothing we can do to change that. We are forever God's. And this was done not by anything we have done, but through love. If there was a price to pay, that cost was taken up by Jesus. Now, years ago, a good friend of mine, she would say a simple thing about love. Love itself is unconditional. There is no conditions on love. If it's truly love, it didn't come because of anything deserved. But the thing is, relationships have expectations. So though we love without condition, our relationships have certain expectations behind them. And this is as true about our relationship with God. Though through Christ we have been made one with God and we have become children of God, God expects us to do a few things. And the main thing is to proclaim the good news to others. In our gospel today, we have Luke's take on the story of Jesus revealing himself after his resurrection to the disciples. And of course, they are startled and they are scared. And the first thing Jesus tells them is, "Peace be with you." He wants them to put away their fears, their anxiety, and to see the wonderful resurrection. He wants them to see him. And he begins to tell them about all those things he taught them in the past. And for the first time, those things that seem to be getting in the way of them understanding have been removed. Their minds are open, their hearts are open, and they really start understanding everything Jesus has been telling them all along. And then Jesus sends them out to share this good news, this wonderful story that they have been made one with God through Christ. Now, we are still called to continue in that work. Though God loves us without condition, he calls each of us to go out and to spread the good news, to allow others to know about the resurrected Lord, but also to let them know about this wonderful love that has been so freely given to us. Now, during this Easter time, this great 50-day feast, we really focus on the wonders of our relationship. About the light of the world. We keep the Paschal candle burning during Easter to remind us that the light has come into the world through Christ. And not even death itself could quench that light. And we are called to take that light out in the world to leave other people know about this wonderful thing that has been given to us. So as we continue through our Easter celebration, I encourage you to follow the example of those early disciples, to allow others to know about the good news, to invite people to come join you on a Sunday morning. I was listening to one of these congregational development experts here recently. How often do you think the average Episcopalian invites somebody to church? Any guesses? Once every 19 years. We all chuckled till we realized that he wasn't. I say that we should really break that record. Because we have such a wonderful thing here. Not only this wonderful relationship with God, but this wonderful relationship with one another. I don't think we should be the best kept secret on Main Street. I don't think there should be any secrets about this place. But that we should go out and allow other people to know about this wonderful place in which they too can celebrate the Lord. So I encourage you to not only go share your story, but to consider breaking, you know, maybe trying for maybe trying for 19 visitors in 1 year instead of one. To send out as many invitations as possible. Now, our goal as Christians is not to make more Episcopalians, but it is to bring other people to Christ. If they happen to stay and become Episcopalians, all the better. But our call is to, you know, present to other people our story. So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you during this season of Easter and in the season of Pentecost, in the season of Advent, throughout all the seasons, to go out there and proclaim that you are loved, they are loved, and all are welcome.